number 58 from San Jose State, out of Mill Penis High School, Kim Boekemper.
And it is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
You're so immature.
Indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody. No taste. You have no class. Kim Boekemper joins us this morning. Bo getting set along with Goldie for the call on CBS tomorrow night. And hey, Bo, by the way, as we look at this, these matchups and stuff, it looks like a lot of starters going to be playing for both teams in this third preseason game.
Yeah, I think you may see some. I'm not sure who you're going to see. You know, because you know Mike is consistently during the preseason and during the preseason games said that he didn't like to get his starters get their only first action in the game in the first game of the season. And so you got a couple guys like Jordan Poyer who hasn't been able to play in the games. Waddle, which I don't expect to play in the game, but he would be one of those guys that hasn't had any action. And then some other guys. I got a feeling we may see a little bit of Zach Sealer and maybe Calais Campbell a little bit.
Wow.
I think they may just want to get him a couple more plays. But, like, you know, really what I thought before Mike said that going in, in fact, I'm heading down after I get done with you to a production meeting. I'll find out a little more. I expected really none of the starters to play. I expected it to be kind of a free-for-all because, you know, Mike had mentioned a couple times in our meetings that he's very comfortable with all the starters and they could start right now. So I don't need to see any more out of them. I just want to filter through all the players and that are going to round out the 53-man roster and then the practice squad after that. So it's a little surprising to hear him say that yesterday. But I don't know the number. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be a bunch.
Well, it's hard.
I don't think we're going to see. I would doubt we'd see two, obviously.
Yeah. Bo, it'd be hard, though. This injury thing. So Eric Ezekiel's having this great practice. And limps off at the end of it. And what a great opportunity, man. Literally, a guy goes from, I don't know if he's going to be on the team, to lining up with the number ones yesterday because everybody's banged out, banged up and out of practice. And then he limps off, and hopefully he's okay. And the other guy's Benito Jones. He hasn't played forever at nose tackle, Bo.
Yeah. I think, you know, he's got to get some play. But, you know, as a common, like you said, he had a great practice. You know, it's funny. You know, River Craycraft, who's having a phenomenal training camp, playing well in the games. You know, he goes out with the injury last week, and then all of a sudden, Ezekiel wakes up. He'd been kind of quiet there for a while, but he was kind of on a steady incline, kind of getting better every day, and see a little more about what we expected out of him. And then yesterday has I was just sitting there. I had a pretty good vantage point watching. I was watching one-on-ones, I was watching 7-on-7 and all those things, and boy, he had a really good day yesterday. So to see him limp off a little bit was a little disappointing. But hopefully it's nothing that's that's going to be long term. Because look, and now what's up with Odell Beckham now? You know, the speculation Odell Beckham is kind of floating around out there. What's going on with him? So. We're going to a wide receiver room in the second preseason game. Going, man, this is a pretty good bunch here, you know.
Yeah.
Especially if Ezekiel could get back. Now all of a sudden you're going, whoa! You got Tyreek who's got a thumb thing. You got Waddle who hasn't played, and now you got Craycraft out for who knows how long. Odell Beckham's kind of the mystery man out there, and now Ezekiel limps off, and so. I think you see a little, Malik Washington, or certainly, Malik Washington's played well. He's probably earned his, at least close to earning a job. I would assume he'd be earning a job here this year, but he's going to have to play this weekend and see what he does.
Hey, I got to ask you about the rookie free agent, Storm Duck, Jason Maitre, and Isaiah Johnson, three guys.
Yeah.
I think one of them's going to make the team. I don't know which one. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, look, they've all been talked about very highly. Maitre, really was the first guy in the first week where that they go, hey, this guy's all over the place, making plays and doing this and that. And you know, the story about him, he was, you know, a tryout guy that came in, you know, when he was, you know, invited to the rookie mini camp and basically bumped a guy out that they had given a contract to. So a lot of talk about him, and then Storm Duck has been playing well. All those guys have been playing well, and I agree with you. One of them is gonna make this team, and I think really for me they're all about neck and neck. So I don't know, you know, this is gonna be one of those games, Joe. You've seen it before in a preseason where there's one game left and one guy emerges and makes some big plays, the other guy falters and. Yeah. But they've got three guys in the mix there. But look, they're going to have a lot of choices to make in that secondary, both at the corner and at the safety position, because you've got some young guys, the corners that have played well, you got the safeties that have played well that weren't expected to be in the mix, that have certainly, you know, showed well, and so then you've got the veterans coming back, so. That's going to be a tough cut down, but there are going to be a couple of those young guys making this football team, I believe.
Hey, Bo, you know the thing I'm really frustrated with? I don't know how Coach does it, because every practice or every one of these joint practices, I mean, we got 20-something guys that are always out and not. I don't know how serious these injuries are. I know the same guy's been standing around. Yeah. We got a group of guys been out 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Some haven't played at all. And now they got to decide, okay, these are guys that we wanted on our original 53, but are they ready to go against Jacksonville? I guess, what, are these going to be doctor decisions or trainer? How the hell are they going to figure out 53 to healthy?
Your guess is as good as mine. I mean, look, let's just take one guy that's been around, Tanner Connor, right?
Oh, my God.
What about Tanner Connor? He comes out, you know, and then, you know, said, you know, had a great mini camp, you know, had some, started playing well in training camp, and then gets in the game. Plays really well, and then he's out. We haven't seen him since.
Right.
And his name still gets floated around. I'm like, well, you know, I mean, based on the history he's been, this is his third year here. I believe it's his third year.
Yes, it is. This is three.
And he's always done that. He's always been a name that people go, hey, this guy's got talent. This guy's this. But, you know, and he showed it. He showed it in that first preseason game. But then, boom, you know, he gets, you know, I don't know. To me, it was like get your wind knocked out of you, or maybe it was a rib or something, it seemed like. But, you know, we haven't seen him. I haven't even seen him floating around. So, and there's a couple guys like that. I don't know. So,
Cam Smith's another guy. Like, I know Cam. I keep hearing about it. Now the hamstring, oh, it's a hamstring again and again. Are we going to put him on IR for 4 weeks? I know they're not getting rid of him, but you can't trust him.
No. Well, so, you know, last week, early in the game, the first opportunity he had, remember, guy makes the catch and he misses the tackle. The guy goes for about 25 or whatever it was.
Right.
And I go, that might be the death knell for this kid, you know. And then all of a sudden but after that, Joe, I was watching him on the field and he was just kind of leaning fun. You know what I mean? How you're kind of just leaning, trying to stretch something or whatever. And I go, oh man, I hope that guy's not, you know, and then he comes back and plays well. And then he gets hurt. Yeah. And he pulls a hamstring and then he's out. But what's been the knock on him? First of all, he couldn't get along with Fangio and he would get hurt. You got to be able to hold up in this league. And if you're going to get hurt every time you play, you know, even no matter how well you play, at some point you got to say, hey, but look, he was a second round draft pick.
Yeah.
They're not going to let him go. And so is he going to be another Tanner Connor guy or some of the other guys that we've seen? So we've seen him almost every year, right?
Yes.
You see someone like that's got really potential, that some of them come with a good resume, some don't, but you're intrigued by them, but they can never get on the field, or they can get on the field every now and then, but they can never stay on the field. So what value are they to you?
Yeah. Hey, Ball, I'll tell you one. It looks like we went from not using the tight end at all, and it looks like Jonnu Smith and Durham Smythe and even Julian Hill can get a lot of playing time, and I expect that position to be really productive.
Let me tell you what, I was watching yesterday, and they were using Jody Forsen a lot. You know, he missed last week.
Another one, that's right.
And he's playing well. So that room – you know, there's a, you know, you can see, I can envision that room being a big part of what this offense is, in a big addition that, that, you know, from a productivity standpoint, much more than they had last year. Jonnu Smith, they're putting him in all kinds of situations. He was kind of running the slot a little bit yesterday, doing some of those things. You know, we've seen him do, they've got a screen package for him. You know, they've got a reverse kind of a package for him, right. A change field pack. And then Julian Hill's done well, and you still got Durham Smythe in there, who's the solid guy, the blocker for him and everything. And I don't know how many you keep. And then the guy Fortson's to kind of threw his hat back in the ring yesterday. So
can't keep them all, man.
That may be the position I'm most excited about this year, only because they got no touchdown production out of them last year.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And very little production in general out of them other than run blocking in those situations.
Hey, Bo, I got to ask you about the podcast, Out to Pasture podcast. We drop in Doug this week, right? Doug Better's going to be on?
Doug was up. We got Doug up yesterday. So it's funny. We put Doug dropped, and about 20 minutes later, I got a call from Doug, and he was real happy about it, and he was very excited about it. So it's really good. I mean, you know how it was. Doug's a very unique guy, and for what he's gone through.
Wow.
It's just a wonderful story from him, and so I'm hoping everybody will tune in and listen to it. It's outtopastorpodcast.com. You can get us on all, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, all of those places. You can check it out, but this one's really worth listening to and looking at.
You know, Bo, it's funny because when Doug was moved from the Montana Mountain and went to the hospital down here, and spending time with him, the guy was upbeat and has stayed upbeat. Got a beautiful wife, but he's special. Yeah. He's a special guy, a former defensive player of the year, and big part of the Killer Bees when we were dominating defensively.
So how about Doug? He's been a paraplegic. He's been in a wheelchair. He still skis. He flies his own airplane. He fishes. He goes out, gets in a boat and fishes.
Yeah.
He goes hunting. He does all that stuff. I don't do any of that crap. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
I'm semi-able-bodied, and I don't do any of that. And he's out there doing all that stuff up in Montana. If he could, he'd roll down and shoot a grizzly if he could,
It's funny. I was thinking, you said that, and I was thinking, damn, I walk a little bit, and Doug's up there in the friggin' mountains, and he's doing more than all of us together. It's crazy. Yeah. We put our head down in shame as Doug's talking about him getting ready to go to the top of a mountain. I'll see you guys. Doug, he's the best, man. So it was great having Doug Betters with us and by the way, great teammate.
Let me just forewarn the people that want to get on there outtopasturepodcast.com. He may have dropped a couple F bombs down there, so just for a little parental guidance there, if you will.
Well, F me. Did he really? Gosh darn it, man, that's unbelievable. Hey, Bo, we'll see you in a few hours, man. We're on our way up here right after the show. We'll see you.
Hey guys, drive careful, man.
We will. Thanks. Kimbo Camper, former Dolphin I'm not going to write. You put it. I almost said it. Milpitas High School. By the way, he just skipped past it today. In no mood. No mood for it. Have we gone too far on the high school stuff and the name and all that? Maybe we have. Maybe we've just gone a little too far. I do want to tell you about yourself, Florida Chevy dealers, man. Never too late to talk about products that I really, really like a lot, like my Tahoe. And we're driving up. Yeah, we're going Tahoe driving today to Tampa Bay. But I'll tell you, when it comes to big SUVs, whether it's a Suburban or a Tahoe, if you need that extra space or just like it because you're a bigger person like me, man, they are nice to have. The midsize, not bad either. That Traverse is fantastic. To the Trailblazer, the Equinox, and the Blazer. So much style and substance, man. The SUV family has never looked better than it does right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. And I got to tell you, when you got to talk about Silverado trucks, you're talking about the best, most durable trucks on the road, and not just that, but our number one seller, Silverado trucks. It's like they've custom made a truck that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. Whether it's you in that truck, that's how you make a living, we got a Silverado truck for you. How about the Silverado truck that still needs to get the kids around as they're getting older? We've got that truck as well for you. Something for everybody, and I want to let you know, with convenient locations all over South Florida, you get ready for this weekend, make sure you stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Take some test drives. I want to let you know, too, qualified buyers get 1.9 APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado model. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. All right, Woody, thank you. And by the way, camp is officially over. Yesterday it ended. Ended on the road in a joint practice for the media. And now we have our last preseason game, the third and last preseason game. Well, I think a lot of people are going, hallelujah, it's done, thank you. That's tomorrow night in Tampa Bay. And then, man, we are just a couple weeks away from Jacksonville. Now, you have you're going to have a few days to kind of decide on who's healthy enough to be on a 53 and who's not, and upgrade it, and something will happen from the outside. We'll have somebody on this team from the outside, and Chris could also do a little trading with some draft picks. You can do some of that stuff to get who you want, and then I'm guessing the doctors and trainers will be involved too, because I got to tell you, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like this. Forget the practices, how hard they are, not hard or whatever. A lot of guys always hurt, and a lot of rest days, and a lot of guys, the coach wants to play everybody, wants everybody to get a little playing time to see some live action of some kind, tackling and blocking and all that stuff live and getting hit low and all the things that are going to happen when you start the season. But some guys are going to end up getting shut out of this preseason and not playing. Now, it's not that big a deal. It would have been a long time ago. It's not in today's game. We see a lot of the best players that don't touch the field in the preseason, and we're at that point. But, my God, you look at some of the positions. Wide receiver, you've got some offensive linemen that have been out. You went out and got two running backs so you could get through this game and didn't have to play your top guys because your bottom guys got injured, and a lot of guys are out, and so I'm curious to see if he's going to play some older guys. I don't think he's going to play Teron Armstead. I don't. I'm shocked if they're talking about playing Calais Campbell. That would surprise me too, who had a really good practice yesterday, and everybody raved about his practice. But yeah, there's some guys that we haven't seen. Poyer, haven't seen him. Do they get him? He's back. Do they try to get him a little playing time? Tell you one guy that's in the 30-year-old club that's played a lot of football is Marcus May, who's a backup safety. He has played a lot, and obviously he's really picked it up and played well the last couple of weeks too, after kind of a slow start. And so this thing, and then the Benito Jones, man, big guy's hurt all the time. He's been basically hurt. What, he practiced like a week, and then he's been hurt. And so I don't know how serious these things are. You got a little more time. I'm not a doctor or a trainer. I'm not going to try to play one today. But, man, it is frustrating. Like Bo will go to that meeting today and is going to have a pretty good idea when they tell him who they hope to play and who won't be playing because of injury. Or just now coming back from an injury, and you don't want to put him in there. That the Eric Ezukama, who had a great practice yesterday, ran with the ones, just right, because everybody's hurt. So Eric's moved up, had a nice preseason game, the last one, having a great practice, connecting with Tua, and they're on the same page and running different routes and open on square ends and post patterns. And you're going, man, this kid, wow. He's going to end up playing. Like in Jacksonville, he's moved up far enough where he's going to be playing. He limps off the field at the end. In the last few minutes, he's seen limping off the field. Now, I hope he can play. Guys do limp off and come back, but I'm guessing today it's really sore, And, you know, just disappointing, man, see these guys. I've just never seen so many guys hurt. Like, and they're not season-ending injuries. I don't know if we've had any well, we have put some guys on IR, but I don't know if they're going to be on the team. But these Keon Smith's one guy. But, man, I just week, two, three, 4 weeks. It's conservative over there, obviously. Medical staff, trainers, coach, all aboard on it, making sure guys are completely healthy before they come. It's just, it's different, man, and I'm not complaining about it, so don't go grumpy old man on me in a text. Save it. Save it for when I'm really having a bad day, and then you can bring it back up. That's fine. We've got Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk is going to join us coming up here at in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him. So we've got 2 weeks from tonight. Right? 2 weeks from tonight. What a great game to kick off the season with. Baltimore goes to Kansas City, Lamar versus Patrick Mahomes. How good
Ravens,
is that?
I think the Ravens are going to crush him for some reason, don't you? Like, doesn't Kansas City get off to a slow start? And everyone's like, they're done, and then they come back and they just win.
You mean they do
that
little celebration because the thing starts with kind of a show and, hey, you know, you introduce the world champions and all that stuff, and then
go, Mahomes can't win with this group of losers. Then they win into the Super Bowl again. But I am ready to get through the offseason, though, man, because like these questions they're asking right now, like does Aaron Rodgers need to play in the preseason? That's what they're discussing on SportsCenter right now.
When the preseason is over, you're right. We won't have to talk about it, and everybody will
Let's
be focused.
Play.
Yeah.
Does Aaron Rodgers need to play in the preseason?
You know
the
what?
The Jets must really move the needle nationally, I guess, man.
Well, all those ESPN guys, this topic's a joke with them because they're all New York fans. So, of course, they're going to do it. I mean, to the point, it just gets annoying.
It has gotten a little nauseating with the New York stuff.
But so you can't win. If you play a guy, he gets hurt, you get killed, unless you're Andy Reid. Everybody else gets killed. Everybody else that's come up short gets hammered. And if you don't play him and he's rusty, you're getting killed. Like, man, look at this is what happens when you don't get any live action. You look like you haven't been out there. And, you know, and Aaron Rodgers hasn't played a lot of football in more than a year now. What did he play? 3 or 4 snaps before he went down with that Achilles injury, and that was it. So, but we got some good ones coming up, man. As part of what makes sports great, the Ravens were clearly – the best-looking team in the regular season. And I mean either league. Either league. AFC, NFC, it didn't matter. The Ravens were beating everybody. They went to San Francisco and beat them. When they went home and they beat the Dolphins up in a big way. And you're thinking, wow, they're at home. That party's going to be over for Kansas City or Buffalo, whoever ends up going there. And I'll be damned if they didn't Chiefs end up with one of the great runs, going to Buffalo and winning, going to Baltimore and winning, and then beating the 49ers. Just
no league does it better with storylines going into a season, huh? There's just so many good things, man. You mentioned a bunch of teams that had really heartbreaking ends to their season, right? Baltimore being one of them.
Yeah.
You got all these teams that were close. You got all these rookie quarterbacks that are going to step in.
When you're a number one seed, I mean, those are best chances, right? If you're not, it doesn't always happen. Tannehill didn't get there. He had the best record in Tennessee. We have seen teams get knocked out. I think this is the second time this happened to Baltimore, where they've been knocked out early with the best record. But it's still the best way to go is no, you don't have to leave your stadium and stay home, and you get the week off. And I still think having that week off is good. Some will argue that, you know, you lose a little something with the week off, but man, it's good. You get some guys healthy, you get some guys back, they get some extra rest, get a chance to heal up from a long season. But yeah, man, it didn't work. I can sit here and say all that stuff, and it didn't work for Baltimore. Did not work. Turn the ball over a couple of times and end up losing that game. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get. We got some Miami Hurricane stuff to get to here. My God, their game's coming up a week from this Saturday. Damn. They're really going to be shutting things down. Mario Cristobal will be really shutting things down here the next few days, man.
You need an insider report. You're going to have to go out there. Go watch practice.
I don't even know what you can say and you can't say anymore, Woody.
We keep it to ourselves.
Right? My mouth gets me in lots of trouble. I trust you, though. I tell you everything.
You do tell me a lot of stuff.
I do tell you a lot of stuff. Hey, I'll tell you who tells me a lot of stuff and gives me a lot of good knowledge. Chev, the CEO of Loctite. Always like him. I always like talking to him. The work that they do, and if you're not familiar with Loctite, impact windows and doors and roofs, man. And right now, if you don't have impact windows and doors, it's hurricane season. They're still expecting it to be very active. And I know what you're thinking. We're trying to wait one more year. It'll help us financially. And I know our roof's not in great shape, but we're hoping we don't get any more bad rains. I'm like, look it, man. Loctite's got some great deals. They got these financing deals. How about this? Impact Windows and Doors and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows and Doors and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows as low as $3 per month per window installed. So you start talking about all the different parts of Loctite and how good they are with the best people, great products, and even during hurricane season, still working their butt off to get out there and make sure they're taking care of everybody that calls and wants to use them. And by the way, if you're starting to look around, make sure you find out what Loctite's all about. They're covering all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Take care of all the permits and HOA approvals. They do everything. They really do. They take care of it. And once they start a job, they finish the job. And they do it the right way, man. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625. They got great people that answer the phone during the day for you. So give them a call. Let them tell you what they can do for you. You tell them, hey, Joe Rose said, and by the way, you always got to go, hey, Joe Rose, a relative or a really good friend, and let Loctite take good care of you.
I kind of alluded to it with Jaylen Waddle back at home, but there's certain situations where you're in training camp and you're practicing. And, you know, Tyreek could practice today. However, there's also times that because of the timing of where their bodies are at, kind of puts them at risk to get further injury. And so it's really, from a medical standpoint, you're just trying to let something cool down so you don't have something happen at the expense of regular season games. So he's been very active. But we're trying to make sure there's nothing. We keep him out of harm's way.
Mike McDaniel. Trying to figure out a lot of things, man. Trying to figure out the 53-man roster. Guys healthy, not healthy, when they're coming back. I got to tell you, the weirdest one for me is the Odell Beckham Jr. You know, you sign him. Last time I see him is when the Dolphins play Baltimore. He makes a beautiful catch down the sideline. Anybody remembers? Over the back shoulder, running, makes a nice adjustment, keeps his feet in bounds for like a 35-yard throw and catch from Lamar to Odell. And that butt-kicking that the Ravens had on. So, you know, I was like, wow. And then, you know, you hear he's thinking about it. So I call my guys in Baltimore. And, oh, my God, he's great. Been a good teammate. Really good, accepted everything. Everybody loves having him around and great with the media, which you always got to check. See, all right, am I dealing with a guy that likes us or don't like us? Because there's a lot of guys, you know, listen, we got some Dolphin guys that prefer, you know, you not talk to them. And that's okay. That's all right. You're here to win. You're getting paid to win, man. That's bottom line, to play well and win games. I totally get it. But the Odell Beckham coming in, even if it's a small injury, you know, you sign around mini camp. Okay, he's not practicing. No big deal. No big deal. He's learning. He's a smart guy. Guys are talking about him. You know, you want to talk about a guy coming in, everybody goes, that's third receiver. Not Jaylen, not Tyreek. Odell's a third guy. And the biggest surprise for me in this camp has been he missed all of camp. Didn't make it back in July and didn't make it back, for the most part, in August. So, and they just keep saying he's always out there. And guys see him working out and go, he's close. No, Joe, he's going to play. Oh, yeah, no, Joe, he's going to play. Don't start that. He's out. And no. He's going to be back. So I said, okay. So I thought this week. I thought last week. I thought, okay, he's going to be here. He's going to be running full speed. And I don't mean jogging around on the field. I'm talking about getting out there and running some routes full speed, because that's what receivers do. One thing about it, man, when other positions can go half-ass, one position you can't, you're playing receiver, you're trying to get open, bump and run or off or crossing routes or motion and then running a route, but you're going. And so, the other day when he was mad at the fan who trolled him a little bit and said you're trying to collect the check without playing, I understood that. I mean, he didn't have to do it that way. And I was even more surprised that Odell actually paid attention and ripped the guy back from your 7-7 job. But, yeah, man, I just hope Odell understands that, hey, man, since nobody's really saying anything except you're coming back, we just want to see it. I'm no different. I want to see it too.
I'm just surprised you think he's such a big deal. Like, I just think this is kind of a non-issue at this point, man. Like, his ceiling, what is, I don't know, 500 yards, if that?
Yeah, but...
like, I just don't think he's going to be the difference in winning and losing games.
But Woody, one thing we need a third guy that not is going to run and have 14 touchdowns.
Yeah, I just
we need a guy to get first
downs. I don't think it's going to be that guy, man. I have a tough time seeing Odell Beckham being that guy, but...
Well, I just like a third wide receiver. I hope we have a third wide receiver can stay healthy and get the... I mean, they've all been hurt. Even Braxton Berrios had a little bit of time off. But, yeah, if not, he will overdose them with tight ends. He will. He'll get those guys involved, and he'll do that with running backs. But they do need, in my opinion, Odell Beckham. But it's just me. And I know he slowed down. Hell, the guys in Baltimore said, Joe, he doesn't run like he used to. Doesn't run like he used to. Still can run routes. Still has great releases. All the things that made him a number one receiver and one of the best in the business, he still got a lot of that. He understands it. He's smart. He understands route running and all that. And I get it. I mean, the last time I saw him, I saw it, but I just like to see it now. So he's going to be another guy that just kind of, when he plays, it'll be a week of practice, and then he'll be out there running around. Is it Jacksonville? That's a big jump from not doing much to getting ready to play Jacksonville a couple weeks. I mean, it could happen. Don't get me wrong. It could happen. But just frustrating, man. Just very, very frustrating. That one. I got to tell you,
wouldn't let that one bother you, man. That one's kind of just – I would throw that away, and if he gives you anything, it's a nice little bonus.
Okay. And but some I guy, and by the way, some people are looking at, but I'm telling you, he was brought in here to be the third receiver.
I don't care what he was brought in here for. I mean, look at his numbers the past like 5 years, man. We did this the other day. Like, he's not going to go nuts here. If anything he gives
what's
you
nuts?
Is a nice little bonus.
No, let me ask you what nuts is. We're talking about the third receiver with our two guys heavily dosed on the outside with targets. So what,
well,
what
500
is your
yards was his best season in 5 years, so.
They take 500 yards right now.
Okay, great. That's fine, but like again, I don't think that's going to be the difference between, you know, winning and losing ball games.
What
here.
Are you talking about? I just said about moving the chains. It's not about 18 yards a catch; it's about getting 8 yards if you need seven.
I
it's
just
about
feel like you're spending a little bit too much time on Odell Beckham. I just don't think he's going.
What
to
do you
have
think
an
they brought
on this team?
You act like you.
Maybe they
you
brought him in because they you know cause he's a big name. I don't know.
They brought him in because he's a big name and can't play anywhere. That's the dumbest thing you said. They don't need to sell tickets. They got two guys on the outside and a quarterback to sell tickets. They didn't need another. And now you're just getting
well, Joe,
you're not
the
making
numbers
sense.
Haven't been there, so I don't know what why they brought him in. I don't know. The numbers just haven't been there.
Woody, that's our third reality. Receiver with those two guys on the outside is not going to get a lot of targets.
Okay, but that's the reality is that he just isn't putting up numbers anymore.
Is that,
by the way,
just
he can't stay healthy.
You're just going to say
issue,
you're still going to say the same thing over and over again. And I'm telling you, if they got 35 to 40 catches out of him, they'd be really happy.
Tremendous. Dolphins should have listened to Omar and signed Landry. Funny you guys were all over Berrios, and he isn't doing anything.
By the way, don't start the Jarvis Landry. Seriously, don't do it. It's stupid. Don't do it. It's dumb. Jarvis is sitting at home right now. Nobody's picked him up, okay? It's just, I mean, if you got somebody to agree with you, that's fine, but.
Someone said you sound extra grumpy today. You're in a good mood. You're heading to Tampa, bro. The strip club capital of the world.
I'm actually in a really good mood.
Yeah, you are.
Getting out of town for a couple days, and it's good. And
you're going to get after
it. Not
it.
That far. I'm not going to get after it. I don't plan
Why don't you hit Ybor City? Thursday night is college night.
So I'm not saying it can't happen tonight, but my game plan is not to drink too much. I'm
so
not saying I'm
close.
Not drinking.
So you told me where you're staying. Ybor City's right there. They got college night. It's 18 and up at
Why
all the
am I going to go to college? I'm not going to college night. I might go see grandkids if I start showing up. You're such an idiot. So are
you
telling
Bo hit it?
So can I just ask you, and I'm going to put. Ahead, I'm done with this.
Is
I'm
this
done.
Odell Beckham related?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody goes, oh, Odell was just. Then you get somebody to agree with you says something stupid like Jarvis Landry. That's dumb. Odell Beckham versus Jarvis Landry, really?
Really? Jarvis Landry is just someone texted that in. I don't know what Jarvis Landry's up to.
I do. He's sitting at home.
An Omar question.
Waiting for a phone call and doesn't understand why he's not getting picked up. Can't believe it. And would like to obviously play in his backyard where he's got a home in Davie, not too far from me.
So you don't want to end up like Urban Meyer with a bad picture.
No.
College
don't
night,
need
bro.
That.
College
no.
night.
By the way. And unlike Urban, my wife would be long gone. I can just tell you right now, I don't know what the rules are for you, but if I have a hand on a young girl's ass, and I'm sitting there and I did what Urban did, and he denied it, but I mean, he got busted. The hand is a hand in the picture. There's no lying. Everybody had the phones up, and that got sent to my wife. That would about do it.
So you're going to stay away from Ybor? Ybor is more like the 18, 19-year-old crowd, right?
Why do you think I'm going to be around 18,
So you could go, like, well, we could send you out
to South
Tampa. I could
stay home
Tampa,
and be around.
Like, South Tampa, when we were, like, 20, we'd go over there and hit some of the bars and stuff. Like, that's more of a 20, 21-year-old place. It's a big night, though, man. There's no, you know, because nobody takes Friday classes.
Okay. Thanks, Woody.
So it's a big night.
You act like you've been. What was the last? What are you, 22?
I know the area.
Yeah, okay. All right. On that note.
Some good times.
Can we go to...
I'll find some spots for you, all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't want anything. If I want to drink, I'll drink in the hotel.
So there was a place in South Tampa, this Irish bar. I got to see if it's still even in existence. It's been like 10 years. But they used to do this like $20 all-you-could-drink Wells, you know, like the really crummy alcohol. It was like $20 all-you-could-drink for like 3 hours.
Oh, that's just what I want right there.
What do you think?
Bad alcohol and throw down a lot and come back and have the worst hangover in the morning I've ever had so I can sleep all day and hopefully it goes away for the game. That's just what I want.
That was
right
big,
there.
Man. That was a big thing.
We're
back
going
then.
Back, man. Feel like I'm living through your college days right now. Hey, I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage for just a second and forget about Odell Beckham for Hey, man, people need cash. Interest rates are higher, high insurance rates, HOA fees, everything, man. Everything right now is going up. And, boy, here you are retired, living in a condo overlooking the ocean, the place you really wanted to end and really enjoying it, except you got a little problem right now. Well, you can't afford it with everything going up, so you're running credit card debt up at 28, 29, 30%. And now you're going, oh, boy, I have run up a bill. What am I going to do now? You call Michael Kotze to relieve some of that money stress and get that credit card paid off. That's what he does, along with reverse mortgages. More popular than ever, the reverse mortgage is. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. I'm just telling you, man, he's got some great programs out for you right now. First-time home buyer rates, fixed rates in the fives, self-employed, You've been declined by the banks. Don't worry. Michael Kotze's got a plan for you. Just telling you right now, check out his Google reviews on the web. It's Choice Mortgage Reviews. He's getting a lot of people saying a lot of nice things about the work he's done the last 33 years right here in South Florida. Works 7 days a week. People go, tell me more about him. Well, he's really good at what he does. He busts his hump quickly to help you get what you need done. And he works on the weekends, so you can always get a hold of him. Call or text him. Here's his cell phone, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms, subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.